This year we call it, like this, you call it a picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we just down, stick, you know, down like they call mm-hmm. it a picket fence.
What about a kind of fence that they have nowadays around
the... Well, then they call it, the only fence they have now, they have this wire fence, you understand?
Uh-huh. What about that kind of wire that'll twist
it? They call it, I forget what you call it.
You know, that'll catch your clothes on it?
Yeah.
It comes in strands?
Yeah, you call it Do
you have your box?
Your body, you call it fence wire. That's all.
Uh-huh.
Call it fence wire.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to set up a wire fence, you'd have to dig holes.
You dig it, and you see you do. You dig a hole like this, your post here. Post and a post there, and you run your wire. If you want it five wire high, well, you put your wire any size you want. Mm-hmm. You can put 2 inches, 3 inches, or 3 inches. You know, your wire go. You see your wire go like that's what you call a wire fence here, like mm-hmm. that. You see.
So you run your wire
like that. You see.
You nail it to
this point here and there and there. Now then you bring another across here and you nail it there and there. And it's the top one, you see, that's the top wire.
Uh-huh.
When you go from here like this, if you wanted that much opening.
Uh-huh.
Well, you put, if you want 6 inches,
uh-huh.
if you want 8 inches, any size mm-hmm. you want.
But you nailed the wire to each of the...
Each of the poles.
Uh-huh.
You call it, you got a steeple, they call it. Wire fence steeple.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see, you run it, you wire this way, that way, and that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now just so the cattle can't put the head mm-hmm. through it, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And then they ain't gonna fool with it because the sticker, they mm-hmm. call it a barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, they got stickers
mm-hmm.
that like that in that wire.
Mm-hmm.
But it maybe every 6 inches they got stickers about like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you go there and put it, well, the barbed wire mm-hmm. sticks them.
Did you ever see a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rocks?
No.
What about a farm where they'd have a lot of milk cows and they'd sell the milk?
Well, you call them a dairy farm.
Uh-huh. Where did y'all used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Well, that's what you say. They used to put it down, they used to dig a hole
mm-hmm.
in the ground, and they walled it in with plank.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go there and they put them put it in a bottle or a jug and stop it up tight and put it down in the water.
Mm-hmm.
In it, well, and it cold, it pulled the head out.
Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean something else besides the big farm? Like, did you ever hear people talk about a dairy
dairy farm?
But did you ever hear of a little place in the backyard being called a dairy? What about a place where you could keep potatoes?
Potatoes, well, they make a shed like that. They call it a bunk.
A what?
How you call that, lady? Tater bunk.
Uh-huh.
Well, you see, you put them taters in there, and you take pattern meter,
mm-hmm.
and put it over the top of that,
mm-hmm.
and it wouldn't rain in. Mm-hmm. Take the pattern meter.